Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball towards right. Bonds catches it and throws to home to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cusick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cusick moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Molinaro. Randall reaches second base with a double. Cusick scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood bunts towards the mound. Wortham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Morales moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Ford reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ford moves to third. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing first base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to Erickson covering. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Norwood reaches third base with a triple. Lemon throws the ball into Nairodny who tags Norwood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Soderholm moves to second. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Nairodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Wortham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Johnson now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Larry Wolf. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Childs pinch hits for Bob Randall. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.